Welcome to season 3 of the Salon Professional Podcast. Thank you so much for joining us today. And if you love this episode, please be sure to kindly leave us a review. Welcome everybody to the Salon Professional Podcast. You are all in for a treat because I am with someone so fascinating, Miss Shannon Carver. And Shannon is going to share with you today, it's just how you, I'm going to brag about you. So just give me a second here to brag about you. How she is averaging $4,000 to $5,000 a month in online retail sales. And she's a one woman show in a suite. And I'm looking at her suite right now and it's super cute, but she's about 6 products on the shelf. And so I would not look, I'm like, what, these numbers are crazy. And she today is going to share how she does it. And thank you so much, Shannon, for being here. Tell the audience about you, how they can find you on Instagram, and share a little bit of your recent story of what happened, but talk to us, introduce
us. Hi. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having me. This is so exciting. I've never been on a podcast before. So this is a new thing, which kind of fun. I love it. So I am Shannon Carver, and I live in a small city in Florida called Lake Wales. And you can find me on Instagram at, we just changed my name because I'll tell you why. So I'm the_ Shannon Carver on Instagram.
S-H-A-N-N-O-N-C-A-R-V-E-R.
Yes, that is correct. So recently, I was like on top of my game with my Instagram account. I had like going into like 12,000 followers. I was doing lives. I was doing reels. I was educating my audience. And then last Friday, I got hacked. And
I can't believe what I saw. She's been hacked by like Bitcoin horrible humans that have taken over her page, and it's awful. And I'm so sorry.
Thank you. So apparently today I bought a car and didn't know with my $28,000 that I got in my Cash App account. So yes, go me. But anyways, so I am starting over like from ground zero and rebuilding my personal brand with, and I've been using the Evolve Systems brand the whole time and I love it. So Lisa asked me to share a little bit about how I kind of just took off with sharing these products on my platform. So I will let her
dig into that. And what I found most interesting was she was the number one in sales for the whole United States. And so we're like, who is this? Like, what big salon is this? And it's one adorable Shannon Carver with the cutest pixie haircut in the tiny town in Florida. And she's doing like $4,000 to $5,000 a month in online sales. Like, it's absolutely incredible. And let me ask you this. Do you have to ship out products?
No. No, I do not. So
Shannon is using our Salon Interactive site. And I'm going to let her share with you what that looks like for her and how she does it. And before the end of this, you're going to hear her sort of her secret sauce on how she has taken sort of like a multi-level marketing approach to direct sales. And it's so good. And that's why she is so successful. So I'm going to let you take it away with how this all started and where you are today.
Okay, cool. So long story short, I was on an Instagram page with a girl that I follow that does education, and I saw her using some really cool products. And so she was using the Mr. Smith, and I loved, you know, I liked how the packaging looked. It was clean and all the things. And so my goal for 2022 was to be able to provide, first of all, clean, non-toxic, like hippy dippy products for my clients, because I find that what is in your products are very important, to as important as what is not in your products, right? So I am very into like clean living and all those types of things. So I was looking for a product line that I could offer my clients that was a reasonable price point, right? So that we would have I would have returning sales on that. I didn't want them to buy a shampoo once and then not buy it again. Right. And I wanted something that they could, if I didn't have it on the shelf here, then they could buy it through my specific link. So I wanted products that A, they couldn't go to a big box store and buy, that they had to get through me, and that they were special to me. And so that's what I did. So I just kind of fell down this rabbit hole. I ended up in Evolve's laps, and I started out with the 11 line by Australia, but the Australian line 11.
Yeah.
And I love their line, and my niche are pixie women. So I specialize in short hair behind the chair. I specialize in pixie cuts, bobs, bixies. Bixies are the new thing now.
Yes.
And so I wanted products that weren't really heavy in the hair as well. That was important because most pixies, we don't want a lot of products in the hair. We want it to look good for a long time, but we also don't wash our hair every single day. So I wanted products that were not going to build up in the hair. And the important part is that when you go to shampoo your hair that next time, that everything comes out of the hair and you have a clean slate to start over with.
So you needed also like some kind of maybe gentle clarifying here and there too, right?
Yes. So I'm in Florida. So
you need clarifying all around, right?
The humidity wreaks havoc on us.
Yeah. I have to ask you a question. You're talking about, you wanted a product line for your clients, but were you thinking also that you were going to be selling to non-clients? Cause that's where this has gone. You're selling to people all over Florida that are seeing you online. So was your initial intent, like, I just need a link so my clients can purchase there? Or did you start to think maybe I can sell beyond that?
Well, if you really want to know the truth, I wanted to flip that. So that goes to what we'll talk about, like the secret sauce part.
Okay.
I really was wanting, more than anything, I wanted a place that my clients could go to and buy whatever products that if I didn't have on the shelf, they could pick and choose what they wanted, all those types of things. But what I really wanted is I love to educate women on how to do their hair and how to style their hair and how to take care of it and all the facets that go with it. So I really, my first thought was I need a specific link so that I can get on my Instagram and just tell everybody about it. Or the people in Florida or whomever was following me. Cause in the beginning, it was just my clients on my Instagram. It was close-knit friends that I went to high school with. It was those types of things. And then it just kept growing.
I wanted people to know what you mean by a link. So when she's saying a link, she's not saying a link to the manufacturer. She's not saying a link to a specific product through the manufacturer, or even through Evolve. You're talking about through Salon Interactive, you have your own pre-built website that's linked to your own store. But the cool thing is you didn't have to build this store. It was all built for you and you just added your logo and it looks like Shannon Carver's shop, right? Is that the thing you loved about this whole idea?
Yes, that was literally exactly what I needed because I am not techie at all. And so I wanted something that I could log in and I could see my orders that were coming through. I could implement email campaign marketing. I could do all of those things and I didn't have to worry about anything on the back end.
So you're full transparency. That's the thing with this. You can see every order coming through, even though you're not shipping the order, it's going to our warehouse. You see every order and you're not relying on someone to go to a manufacturer website and put in Shannon's code because this is literally like it's shipping from your own store and you just make money, right?
Yes. Cause you actually get to pick, like it's saloninteractive.com/, and then you get to pick your handle name.
Yeah.
So it is specific for the stylist to have to offer it to, you know, their social media platform, their clients, those types of things. So there is no guesswork in any of this. Like they do everything for you. You just have a spot in the sweet little internet world to provide amazing products for your clients. So it's a win-win for everybody.
I'm thinking, I'm going to sell products. Give me a link and you're directly selling to your clients. You're seeing every order coming through. And when they purchase, you're seeing every transaction and then you're getting paid big commissions from Salon Interact or Evolve for the sales. You're not packing the order. It's not even on your shelf, but it's your store.
Exactly. So it's really kind of neat because then you can add different brands to your store. So like I personally have 4 brands in my store. And so there's a little bit of variety there, which is kind of nice too.
I love it. So how did you get rolling? Because people are like, okay, I'm going to set up my store. But we know if we just set up a store, no, people aren't just going to shop. Tell us how you do it. How do you make these incredible sales?
You have to, okay, so first thing is you have to be able to have a way to drive people to that, right? So you need your platform of choice, whatever your social media platform of choice is. So then what I did is I went, instead of just putting my direct link in my website spot on my Instagram, I went and made a milkshake link. Milkshake is kind of like Linktree for Instagram, but it's more, so it's cutesier and I like cutesy things. So it's a little bit more personable, I feel like. So like you can put your pictures on there and all the things. So what I did to make it easy, because we only have a quick second for people to pay attention to us. We only have a quick second for them to go click on our link. And if it's not there, they leave. So what I did in my milkshake is instead of it just saying like Evolve, it has a click for Eleven's products, for Cove, for RPM, for the 3 that, and there's a 4th one, but I don't have it on there because I haven't really shared much on it, and that's Tribe. So anyway, so you have it. So if I'm talking on my Instagram and I'm sharing, I'm doing a live, like I'm doing a get ready with me, or I'm doing a reel or whatever, I can link, I can say, hey, just hit the Cove button and it's going to go right to the Cove store inside my pre-built link for me. So it's super easy peasy. It's user-friendly. And they go right there because we only have like 3 seconds of their attention, if that.
Yeah. And another cool thing I can imagine you might be doing is if you're promoting a certain product, like let's say 1 week, you're just like, this is my new favorite product. You could actually probably make a link for that right on the top, like Shannon's Hottest Seller or something like that. People could click right there and go directly to that product. So there's a lot you can do with this. This is for link in bio. She's using something called Milkshake and she's able to customize it and have multiple links because Instagram would only allows us 1 website link. But now that we're using something like a Milkshake, you have several links, as many as you want. So the first thing you did was you got it set up, which took 5 minutes to not your Milkshake, but your Salon Interact store. It takes a few minutes. You gotta attach your bank account so you make sure you're getting paid. You put your logo in there. It looks beautiful. It looks like your own store. It's your own website essentially for free. This is free, by the way. And then you're putting the links in your bio. And then how are you driving sales? You said a couple things just now. Tell me what a get ready with me is.
Okay. So I've done a couple of different ways with this. And I find that the best thing is for us to be ourselves when we're live. So my get ready with me's are lives. Okay. So usually I do them on the days that I'm getting ready for work.
Okay.
Well, it depends. It doesn't matter. It's basically when I can fit it into my time, but I usually carve out the time for this. Okay. And maybe they're 20 minutes long, right? Because we got to have enough length on our videos so that Instagram like produces videos, like they, you know, whatever they do.
Yeah.
I am not an algorithm guru, so that is not going to be talked about in this. So
you don't need to be, you're doing it, girl.
So, I mean, I am authentic in my videos. I come in there, I have no makeup on. My hair is wet. I have my coffee. I talk about what we're using. If I'm doing either I'm doing a pixie that I'm flipping up the top, so it's like a faux hawk look, or I'm doing a sleek and, you know, I go sleek to the side, whatever I'm doing, I talk about how I'm doing it. And the funny thing is more people are fascinated. It cracks me up how people will watch you blow dry your hair.
Really? So that's a good, thing to share with the audience. Cause you guys blow dry hair really good. So show the blow dry techniques and what you're using.
Yes, because 9 times out of 10, I will get a DM afterwards and be like, hey, I'm so happy you showed us how to blow dry your hair. And it's so simple because when you have a pixie, it's a haul of 5 minutes to blow dry your hair.
Right.
But sometimes there's different ways to do things for different looks and different strategies. And everybody has their own way of doing things, right? So I do. I debut my products I'm using. But I explain to them why I'm using this product to get the result that I'm looking for. So if I'm going for volume, then I'm using a volumizing product. If
you're taking them on a journey, you're telling them.
Yes. But the whole time I'm taking them on a journey, I'm also educating them in the product and why they need it and how this is going to work for their hair. And then of course, like, you know, I just keep going and then I'll blow dry my hair and I will talk during my blow dry. So I'm not sitting there in like weird, awkward silence. I talk to them, I explain to them why I'm blow drying this way, all the things. And then when we're done, we have a styler and I use my styling product. And then I will show them, you know, like if I'm using a paste, I may have three different pastes and I may say, hey, this paste would be for this hair, this for this hair, and this for this hair, because not everybody has the same type of texture. So right. We need options. And then
you're really just educating them. You're taking them behind the scenes, which people love. They love real authentic content. This is why TikTok is so huge, because it's so just real and authentic. And we're just watching people. I'm watching people clean their houses, Shannon, and I'm freaking ordering. I just ordered this little grout cleaner because I saw this woman cleaning her shower with it. Like, I'm not even kidding. Like, I was immediately on Amazon because I could click her link right in her bio. And I know exactly what you're talking about because I do this type of shopping and I love it. So you are just educating. I love this.
Mm-hmm. But multiple times in my videos, I always say, you know, you can get that. Don't forget, links in the bio, click 11. You can get the miracle hair treatment in that one. Okay. I'm using Cove's volume spray. Click the Cove button because it all goes into the cart, but right. You know, you can buy, if you have multiple stores, they can get different things in different of your stores because it's all one link. And then you check out at one time. So it's pretty easy. But, and I will say, for it being an e-commerce site, it is very user-friendly for the client to use. I have not had, in all of the sales that I have had, not one person has come to me and asked me how to purchase off the website.
That is, so there's an ease of use. So what she was just explaining is, while she'll have each brand broken up in her bio, it's still just one store. So they may land in the Cove section of the store, but then they might start shopping in RPM and be interested in CBD, you know, products, so they can shop around your whole store. I love it. And here's the kicker. You don't even have your own website, right? This is your website you're using.
Right? No, that's something I need. That's in my goals list of things I have to do pretty soon.
But you're doing this with this online boutique, which is looks exactly like your own store. Like, you created this incredible online e-commerce store and it got set up for free and you're doing the hard work of selling the products, but you're just getting online and talking. So we've got Get Ready With You, which is incredible. My action item to you stylists is try a Get Ready With You. If you're like, I don't know if I can go live and do 20 minutes, take a 1 minute video of the three products you're going to put in your hair that day and show them the finished look, right? Start somewhere. Like, take some kind of action. Once you start getting comfortable, then you can lead up to going live and doing a Get Ready With Me. So that would be my action item to share. Now you talked about Instagram Reels. Tell me what you're doing in your Reels and how those are selling products for you.
Yes. So Reels, I'm getting better at them. They are a whole wheelhouse on their own. But for the person that's not, because I get it, not everybody is comfortable going live and like being vulnerable, but I will say this, being vulnerable and authentic sells.
Yes.
Because people, and you know, you got to flip the coin around. You know, like you just said, you love watching somebody clean their house and you're like, oh, well, I mean, so it's like, you trust that person, they use that product, you saw the result, you're going to order it, right? So the like, know, and trust factor has to be there as well. But so Reels, I would say for people that are, you know, nervous about going live, go live and screw up. You know what? Nobody cares. That person on the other end, first of all, the best part is you can't see them. You just see yourself. And yeah, so just go. I just say, just go for the live, just jump on it.
Like, do it. And people on the other end, who cares? If you get a troll, that means you made it. Like, the first time I got like the mean comment, I was like, I've officially made it. Like,
that's how I felt before I got hacked. I was like, oh my gosh, I've made it. Somebody, because here's the thing. If nobody's talking about you, you're not being seen. So if people are, and this is the best part, if people are going to take the time to write a negative comment, they're only helping your algorithm move.
They're just helping push your content. I always say, thank you for helping push me in the algorithm. I appreciate you.
Yes.
Someone, they're like, you're so dumb. I was like, oh my gosh, thank you. You just helped get this content seen by more people. I appreciate you.
Yeah, they're the dumb ones. But anyways, so Reels would be a good starting point. So even if you are not like savvy in Reels, how I started doing my Reels, because I was nervous as all get out to do my Reels. So what I would do is I would do quick like videos of me getting ready. So like I would show the wet hair, show the product, right? I would show the product and then I would show putting it in my hair and then I would stop the video. Then I would finish doing that. Then I would show the second product, my leave-in. I would present the product in front of the camera. I would show me putting it in. And then, you know, you do like cute little faces and then you stop the video and then you kind of blow dry your hair. I did like 3 seconds of blow drying, right? So you're taking them on a journey. You're still taking them on a journey. And then the last video I would do was popping up my pixie in a faux hawk with like dry shampoo paste or a finishing wax or whatever. Yeah. And then, you know, you do something really cute. Like at the end, you put lip gloss on. And then what I would do is I would find a song that was like 60 seconds. So like my one that went viral was the one I did to the Sex and the City theme song.
I love it. At that time, that song was trending. You had trending music on it. And then you have this cool video. You guys,
and you just plug and play
production into it. You didn't put a lot of production. You just took them inside your 1 minute of you getting ready. And then you went viral. Like that's huge. And we're not even saying you have to go viral, get 10 people to like the video and get 5 of them to buy your products. And I'd call that a pretty good day.
That sounds great. Yes. I mean, one sale will turn into many, but I have to say the name of the game in this business, when you are sharing the products, I always say I'm sharing products, I'm not selling products, is consistency. You have to be consistent because when you're consistent and let's say you decide to go live and at the top of your little bubble, your followers see that you go live, they can't wait to see what you're going to talk about. Yeah. They can't wait to see, hey, what is she sharing with you? Because you are providing knowledge. You are providing them education. You are giving them little light bulb moments that they never knew. Stuff that as stylists, we take for granted. I have to remember the average person doesn't know these little bitty tidbits.
They don't know. You're not talking really to other stylists. You're talking to consumers, which is what I love about this whole thing. And you are selling so many products. Like you just said, we were looking at the back end of your Salon Interactive. You're like, oh, cool. She just bought the products I talked about on my live yesterday. Like you were like, she bought the 2 products I talked about. So I love, you're not just like, hey, 11 Australia is great. You should get this line. You're like digging deep and going through specific products. I want to ask you for the stylist that is like, I don't know that I want people watching me get ready. Could you do this same formula with them working on someone else and showing them hair tips and tricks and the products and that sort of thing?
Oh, absolutely. I've been dabbling into that. Like I did a live one day of me styling a girl's hair. It was a bob because I wanted to show different products as I only show my pixie.
Right.
So I wanted to show people that had a bob, like, hey, these would be a great product for you to use bobs. And so that was like a 40-minute live, but I was in the salon, I was in my studio, like working, like it was running. People were asking questions. I was engaging. It was like a Q&A. It ended up being a Q&A, which was awesome because that converted into sales because of the products we used. Right. Yeah. So to answer the actual question, yes, you could do, I mean, stylists are doing it all the time on Instagram and it's not, you don't even see them. Like they're using clips of their day of different products they're using and they're making reels out of it, or they're throwing it in your stories. You can even throw it in your stories,
but they're not linking it to the online store. That's the difference.
But you have to do that. That's the thing. Every time you present a product, you have to drive them to that link. So in the stories, you have to say link in bio. Like, and I mean, you can go on the little gifts. I mean, they've got like flashing link in bios that get your attention. And in your,
we can put links right in our stories. So I could see you totally having a product and a 15-second story clip and then having the link, because we can, the link sticker. How has that been for you using the link sticker in stories?
Yes. And I put it in every frame. Like I go back.
Awesome.
And I will say this, what's helped my stories, because we're always on the go or we're watching stories when we should be doing something else and we can't hear, you have to add the captions on so they can read it, because they don't know what they're saying and they're not going to go back.
85% of people are watching with the sound off. So now you're just a talking head if your caption's not there. And you guys, I'm going to put on the Evolve channel how to do your link sticker. And I'm going to show you how to do add your captions to your stories. I'm going to put that on the Evolve Instagram so you guys can see how to do that. So easy. So easy. My favorite thing Shannon said to me today was, I don't even know how to use Instagram, but she totally does. She's like, I don't even know how to use Salon Interactive. She totally does. I'm like, well, like, okay, but you're selling like $4,000 to $5,000 a month in product. I feel like you might know how to do it. But what that tells me is anybody sitting there going, I don't know Instagram, that's okay. You know yourself and you know you can get on a video and talk about products that you love. And if you can do that and then get them to that link, you can be successful like Shannon, right?
Yeah, I'm no Instagram guru, you guys. Like I just get on, I do my thing. I know what I know how to do. If I don't know how to do it, I'll figure it out through Google. And then I usually get frustrated and I just keep going. But it's consistency and showing up. And that's the name of the game, and sharing these products and educating people on why and how they need them. And
how many posts do you do a week or lives? Like take me through what a weekly content calendar for you looks like. How many lives, how many reels, how many feed posts, like stories, what does that look like?
So this is funny. So this was asked to me when I was on the sales call with Evolve, because it was on about sales and how my social media, right? And so they were like, yeah, so what's your content? And guys, I do not plan my content. I don't. So most people do, and they batch content. So that stresses me out, because I fly by the seat of my pants. It is not for everybody, because I'm a very regiment A personality, but you know, I will do a crazy fun reel while I'm waiting for a client, one that doesn't have words to memorize. Like if it's a little doot-doot music while I'm like refreshing my hair and then I show the product and it's a reel I did in y'all 10 minutes, I post it real quick. So, but on the average, I try to do 2 get ready with me's a week.
Awesome.
I have this thing. Now remember, I'm starting over from scratch, so I'm having to redo everything. I have these things where I do, they're called random chat sessions, where I get live and I usually do 2 random chat sessions a week. And those are usually on my days off. And it gives me a time where I can get on and I can just talk to my followers. They will
ask questions.
Yes. But what I do is in my stories in the morning, I'll say, hey, it's random chat sesh day. And then I put a question box in, what do you want me to talk about today? And then I will pick like the 3 main topics. And even if there's a topic that I get in my DMs a lot, I will bring it up and I will talk about that subject matter. And, because here's the thing, I don't focus on how many people are watching me at the time, because more people watch the replay.
Yes. You have the replay you're going to save it into your feed. I love that. And are you using the question box sticker? So they're asking the question, are you popping the questions up while you're live? Cause you can do that. Pop them up.
I don't know how to do that.
Oh girl, I'm going to show you how to do that. Yes. Yeah, so when you do that question box, you can then take that question box when you go live. Within that 24 hours, and the questions will pop up on the screen. So yes, I'll do a video on that. It's a really cool feature. So I love it. I mean, you're doing so many great things, but what I'm hearing that you do most of is you're consistent. You take people behind the scenes, you're real and authentic, and you're reminding them to shop with you. You're not salesy. Nothing feels salesy about what you're doing. You're sharing your products. You want everyone to look great, and they're buying them. That's the best part. They're buying them. And they're buying them because everybody buys hair products. But the best part is they're buying it from you, not Sephora, Ulta, Amazon, buying it from you.
And the really cool thing is, I didn't touch on this. When they order $50 or more, which is essentially 3 products, and we need 3 products because I teach you need a prep, you need a styler, and you need a finisher. So that's your 3 products, right? They get free shipping.
I know, it's ridiculous. Free shipping. It's amazing.
So I always push that third product, because otherwise they're paying like $8 and change when they might as well order another one.
Order. I love that. So you're encouraging them to bump up their order so they can enjoy the free shipping. Hey, take your $8 and invest in a product instead of paying for the shipping. And your big thing is get the link is in my bio, get in there and shop, and you're killing it. So you guys have to follow at the T-H-E underscore Shannon Carver, S-H-A-N-N-O-N-C-A-R-V-E-R. She, you're going to probably see her hacked page too, with this huge following of like, you know, over 11,000 followers. Don't follow that page. Do not follow it, because that is her hacked page. Unless she gets it back, we'll let you know that. But you're going to follow her new page, and, you know, like in a day she has 700 followers. So I'm not really worried about you getting followers. People are like, I need to see your content. I think it's incredible. Like you, I love everything you're doing. I'm just so proud of your success with this. And I love being able to share that you're a one woman show and you're selling product and you're doing it in the right way. And I love it. I love it. Love it. Love it. Do you have any last little tidbits of advice that you'd like to share with the stylists that are on here listening to you and the salon owners trying to get inspiration, especially when they say, I just can't sell retail?
Yes, you can. Because I just say, you know what? You have to just put it in perspective that you are sharing your knowledge and your love for what you do behind the chair, and you are sharing it with your client.
Yes.
If you look at it as you're selling something, then you're going to feel salesy and it's going to come off weird and it doesn't go anywhere. So when you're just yourself and you prescribe them, hey, listen, we use the shampoo today. You mentioned how awesome it smelled. So it's the moisture shampoo, and I use the repair conditioner. It has a heat activator in it. So then you have protection in your hair. And then, you know, don't forget your leave-in. Those are your three products. You can go home with those today, you know, whatever. So, I mean, that, and it's just that simple.
And also if it's not in their budget for that day, now you're like, you know what? No problem. Want me to send you a text reminder next week and you can shop it online. If you're loving how your hair is feeling and looking, I can send you a text and you can, you know, get it online and ship to your door. Right.
Because regardless, at the end of the day, we have to remember everybody shampoos their hair. So if they don't buy shampoo from you, they're buying it from somebody else. So why are you leaving money? Why are we as stylists leaving money on the table?
One thing I want to end this with is, you know, your products. That's the other thing. It's not just being consistent, it's not just going live. You know what you're talking about. And I think that's the other key factor. You've obviously studied up on your products and you're able to quickly rattle off three reasons why somebody is going to love each of these products. So I think that's the other piece of it, right? That's where the confidence will come, right?
Yes. And I like to use their words back to me. So if you really listen to them while they talk, my hair is dry. Okay, so their hair is thirsty. I always say your hair is thirsty. You know, you said you're going to the beach. Let's just say they're going to the beach for the weekend. Okay. So we're going to the beach for the weekend. And you know, whatever. So then I'll say, okay, well, you mentioned to me, you use their words. It's all psychological. When you use their words and you say it back to them, they're more apt to listen, because they'll be like, oh yeah, I did say my hair was it was dry. Okay. So you have to think, okay, they need moisture. So then that is the opportunity to be like, oh my gosh, your hair is so thirsty. Like, we need to use this leave-in on you. Like, you have to use it, blah, blah, blah. So it's just reiterating throughout. And you don't have to do it on every service that they come to you, but it's just, it's all about building relationships with your clients and your followers and just your people, building a community.
Absolutely. And I encourage, that is excellent advice. I love that, using their words back, and I encourage everyone to go and watch Shannon's lives, get some tips, really watch them and say, you know, see what you think is really working in those and bring that and use them yourself. Right. But we want you to take action. We want the professional beauty industry to be where our guests are shopping, right? We want them to be shopping from you. So Miss Shannon, I cannot thank you enough. This was a lot of great information. I appreciate you sharing all of your incredible knowledge with everybody. And I can't wait to see where you go with this online store, because it's incredible what you've done already. So thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. This was awesome. And I can't wait to see everybody on the gram.
Absolutely. Make sure you guys follow. And I know Shannon will say hello to everybody and answer all of your questions. So thank you so much.
Thank you.